A trip to the Baltimore Harbor will provide you a glimpse of many ships, but it is perhaps the oldest one in the harbor with the biggest story. She is the last surviving ship from the Civil War, and today we go on board to get a part of her storied history. Today's edition of The American Countryside returns after this.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Chris Rochum shares the story of the USS Constellation, a historic ship found in Baltimore's Inner Harbor. There are actually three ships by the same name in our country's history.
She was launched in 1854. She's actually the second of three ships to be called Constellation, the first being the Frigate Constellation, one of the first six ships built by the U.S. Navy.
But it is the second Constellation found here in Baltimore.
The Navy decided to build a new ship, a sloop of war, which means that she carries her main battery on one deck instead of two decks, like a frigate. So the sloop of war Constellation was commissioned in 1855 and was in and out of commission up until 1955, so she actually served for 100 years.
Constellation is 179 feet long and has four decks. It has been restored to look much as it did during the Civil War.
She carried a crew of 325 men. And of those men, actually about two dozen would have been ship's boys, ages 13 to 17.
Those teenagers were enrolled in something akin to an apprentice program, if they were on a ship of war.
They were known as the powder monkeys. That was their term of endearment. But the ship was their job and their home, as well as their school.
Constellation was active in World War II, but most of the action during that war did not come along the U.S. coast, but rather near Europe and Africa. That part of the story. Next time, as we travel the countryside. In Baltimore, Maryland, I'm Andrew McCray.